Okay, this is off of Pesachim Daf Chav Tet with the very bottom of Chav Chet Amud Bet. We just elaborated on the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi Glili. Now I want to talk about which shita could be the author of this Mishnah. Mani Matnitin. So, whose opinion is the one that that the Mishnah follows? E Rabbi Yehuda Chamit Sidama Ka'amar. Is it Rabbi Yehuda's shita? But the issue there is that he says that chametz is aser after Pesach. He doesn't make a distinction between whether it's chametz that was owned on Pesach is aser after Pesach. He doesn't make a distinction whether it's owned by a Jew or a non-Jew. But our Mishnah does. Our Mishnah says only that which is owned by a Jew is going to be aser after Pesach. Afilu d'nachri, right? So his shita is mashma that even if it was owned by a non-Jew, v'Rabbi Shimon, if it's Rabbi Shimon's shita, d'Yisrael nami mishra kashari. Well, then Rabbi Shimon should also permit the Yisrael's chametz after Pesach. That's his shita, but our Mishnah says it's aser. V'Rabbi Yossi Haglili, afilu toch zmano nami mishra kashari b'hana. If it's Rabbi Yossi Haglili, then well, definitely can't be Rabbi Yossi Haglili because Rabbi Yossi Haglili would permit the hana even during Pesach. None of the shitas seem to line up with our Mishnah very well. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov l'olam Rabbi Yehuda hi v'yalif se'or de'achilim se'or de'ri'iyo ma se'or de'ri'iyo shel cha yata roe aval ata roe shel acherim v'shel gvoa af se'or de'achila shel cha yata ochel aval ata ochel shel acherim v'shel gvoa. Okay, so really it is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda explains as follows, right? So he learns out se'or, the prohibition of regarding se'or, eating it, from the prohibition regarding seeing se'or, seeing leaven. And he says like this, just like regarding seeing leaven, you're not allowed to see yours, but you're allowed to see other people's, non-Jews, or you're allowed to see hekdish. So too, when it comes to consuming leaven, chametz, you're not allowed to eat yours, but you're allowed to eat other people's, meaning non-Jews, or hekdishes. That is Rabbi Yehuda's svara, so that does correspond with the Mishnah. Now you have to account for the fact that it's not exact lashon then, right? So now we're going to address the fact that the lashon is a little bit off. Ubedin hu demibai deibai le lemitna dafilu ba'achila namishari. And so the Mishnah really should have taught, meaning, because we're talking about Achila, the Mishnah was talking about Hana. Really, the Mishnah should have said Achila also, in order to be exactly like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But since it was already talking about the Yisrael's Chametz, which is Aser, not just in Achila, but in any form of Hana, so it just continued using that Lashon of Hana by the non-Jew as well. Even though the more miduyak version of Rabbi Yehuda would be achilak, that's the limud that he made. Ubedinu the ibay le lemitne da filu betoch zmano mutter va'aydin tana yisrael la'achar zmano tana namidunachar la'achar zmano. And in theory, it would have made more sense for him to differentiate and just say that the nachris that the Jews that chametz from a Jew is aser behana after Pesach, but that the chametz from a nachri is mutter behana'a. But since it was already talking about after the zman for a Jew, whose chametz is aser, it just used after the zman for a nachri. But that's not to say that that after the zman of Pesach is also aser for the chametz of a nachri. It's just trying to use parallel language here. So it's true the language of the Mishnah is not exact, but we can still reconcile the Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda is of the belief that it's only a Jew's chametz that's going to be aser after Pesach Mehana. Okay, Rava Amar Lilam Rabbi Shimon. Rava says no, that's not Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Mishnah, and which would pose a lot of problems with the wording of the Mishnah. We had to reconcile there. Rather, it's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. That's what the Mishnah reflects. Rabbi Shimon, kasa kanis, right? And according to Rabbi Shimon, yeah, me'ikar hadin, even a Jew's chametz after Pesach is going to be mutter. But the Mishnah said it's aser. Yeah, well, he's talking about a deraita level. But the Mishnah deals on a derabanan level, and Rabbi Shimon believes that we made a knas. Because you violated the iser of owning chametz, we're going to say that it's aser after Pesach. But that doesn't mean it's aser on a deraita level after Pesach. Since you violated the iser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, we're going to say that your chametz is aser ba'ana after Pesach. Bishlam ala Rava, haynu de katani shel Yisrael aser mishum shenemar lo yira. Vada Rav Acha bar Yaakov mishum lo yachal chametz mi ba'ilei. Right? So the Rava's explanation makes sense because the Mishnah says that the iser is because of the pasuk of lo yira'e, right? Which is the iser of bal yira bal yimatze, not of eating, right? The reason you can't eat the chametz of a Jew after Pesach is because of the iser of bal yira'e. Why would that be the reason? Well, like Rabbi Shimon said, you violated bal yira'e, and therefore you can't eat the Jews' chametz after Pesach. But according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who believes that on a deoraita level you can't eat Jews' chametz after Pesach, then you should have learned it from the iser to eat chametz. What does this have anything to do with bal yira'e bal yimatze? It's not the iser of bal yira'e bal yimatze. It's the iser of not eating chametz, which also implies not getting hana from chametz. If it's deoraita, then that's the pasuk that we should learn it from. But the Mishnah seems to indicate we learn it from the iser of bal yira'e of not having, seeing or having chametz, which doesn't really make much sense. Misvara de sefakai, areshakai. No, who says that that pasuk that the Mishnah brought in about bal yira'e was for the seifa, which taught us the iser of hana for chametz after Pesach? No, it was talking about the Reisha. What we learned in the Reisha, the pasuk is there to teach. V'achikamar, and this is what the Mishnah was saying: Chametz shel nachrisha alav Pesach mutar ba'ana. Right, that if that chametz that a non-Jew owned during Pesach is mutar after Pesach. Mishum shenemar lo yirelcha shelcha yitaroe aval taroe shelacher mishel gvoa v'yalev sor de'achila misor de'riya. Right, that it's only that the reason why the Nochri's chametz is going to be mutter is because the Torah just says that you can't see your own chametz, but you can see his chametz, and just like you can see his chametz, you're allowed to eat his chametz after Pesach. Okay, Vaz Dula Tamayhu, and by the way, Rav Acha ben Yaakov and Rava, who explain regarding Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, who's the author of the Mishnah, follow their own sheetahs here, right? They're consistent. The Itmar Ha'ochel Sa'or Shel Nochri She'avar Alav Pesach. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Amar Loke, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Eino Loke. Right, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav would say you get lashes if you ate the leaven of the chametz of a non-Jew that he owned on Pesach. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov says no, you don't get lashes for this. Rav Amar Loke, Loli Yalef Rabbi Yehuda Seor de Achila Misor de Reiya. Rav says you would get lashes because he doesn't hold by this limud of Rav Yehuda learning Se'or of Achila from Se'or of Re'ia. So, if he doesn't have, this is the limud, this is the pasuk that teaches us that we're including the consumption of chametz, that a non-Jew owned during Pesach in the same heter of seeing a Nochri's chametz during Pesach, right? You're allowed to see a non-Jew's chametz during Pesach, right? We learn from that you're allowed to eat a non-Jew's chametz after Pesach. That was the limud of Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. In which case, on a deoraita level, you're allowed to eat the chametz of a non-Jew after Pesach. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who holds of that svara, who holds the Rav Yehuda does that limud, says Rav Yehuda doesn't think this is aser, so no, you don't get lashes. Rava doesn't believe Rav Yehuda makes that limud. In fact, he thinks that this Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah, right? So he does believe that you would get lashes. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Ein Eloke Yalev Sor De'Achilim Sor De'Riyas. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that no, you don't get lashes because Rabbi Yehuda has this limud where he learns the heter to eat a Nachri's chametz after Pesach from the heter to see a Nachri's chametz on Pesach. The Hadar Bei Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mahi. And we can, by the way, Rav Acha bar Yaakov went back on his understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that? The Tanya Rulun, the Baraita Ochel Chametz Shel Hektish, B'moed Ma'al. V'yesh Omrim Lo Ma'al. Right? So someone who ate chametz of Hektish, right? It was bread that belonged to the Beit HaMikdash, belonged to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he ate it on chametz, so you get Me'ilah, right? But there is others who say, no, he didn't do Me'ilah, meaning that was Me'ilah, improper use of Hektish things, and those who say, no, it's not Me'ilah, not an improper use of Hektish things. Man yesh omrim. Okay, so let's understand this bright a little bit more about the argument going on here of whether it's a proper me'ila by eating hekdesh chametz on Pesach. So who exactly is it who's authoring this or who's saying the yesh omrim? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. It's Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. How do I know? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya oset yom kippurim b'shabbat l'tashlumin ma'ashabbat mitchayev ben avsho yupata min l'tashlumin av yom kippurim mitchayev ben avsho yupata min l'tashlumin. Because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana believes in this very expansive understanding of the din of Kim Levi de Rambine, right? Kim Levi de Rambine means basically if you do something at one time that is machayev you in a monetary obligation and an obligation on your life, meaning your chayev mita for doing it, but also at the same time you incur a liability, a financial liability, you're exempt from payment because we only give you the worst of the two punishments, right? Rav Yosef Amar Bepodin et akadshim la achilan leklavim kamiflagi. Rav Yosef explains that no, or actually, what the opinions of the Braita are debating is about the following implication: whether you're allowed to be to redeem something that's hektish, meaning pay opposite something that's hektish, in order to feed that thing to dogs. Right, kasava manda amar ma'al. The one who says that you did me'ila kasava podin et akadshim la achilan. That you're allowed to redeem something that's consecrated, something that's hektish, in order to feed it to a dog. Imman damar lomal, the one who says that you didn't do me'ila, kasavar ein podin, believes that you're not allowed to redeem a consecrated item to feed it to the dogs. Rav Acha bar Rava tanala lehashemata mishmeder of Yosef bahalishna. So Rav Acha bar Rava explains Rav Yosef's comments in a little bit differently. He says like this: the chulei alma ein podin to kachim lechi and leklavim. Everyone agrees that you're not allowed to redeem hektish items to feed them to dogs. That's not the subject of our braita. What they're really arguing is about this: whether something that whether something that has monetary implications could impact a financial loss is considered like proper money. The one who says that you committed me'ila by eating the chametz, right, says that eating the chametz on Pesach, even though on Pesach was an Isser Hana'ah, so it doesn't really amount to a value, after Pesach, it's going to be valuable. So if you get rid of the chametz now, you're causing a financial loss after Pesach, it's Davar Hagorim L'mamon, in which case it constitutes Me'ila, right? Because the whole idea is, would it really be Me'ila if there's an Isser Hana'ah on the chametz? Then we see it as valueless, right? Because you can't get any hana from it. You can't get any monetary benefit from it. So it's valueless. That's why, like we learned before, that you can't be Mekadosh a woman with it, right? In which case, right now, it's valueless. But in the future, it's going to have a value, right? When you can get hana from it after Pesach. So if it's davar gorim l'mamon kimamundami, if it's considered money, then you violated the iser by eating it. Madamar lomal kasava davar gorim l'mamon lau kimamundami. The one who says that you didn't do me'ila says that that something that is valueless now but will, you know, accrue value or will result in a monetary loss after Pesach, once it's going to be mutter behana and have value again, well, okay, it's not valuable right now, in which case you didn't do me'ila. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, okay, now here's what's relevant, right? This whole thing we're bringing just to show Rav Acha bar Yaakov's shita that he apparently went back on his interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda. The chulei alma davar hagorim l'mamon kimamundami. Everyone agrees that something that would lead to a monetary loss is considered like money right now. But really, what they're arguing about is the machloket Rabbi Yehuda. How is this an extension of the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Man damar lo ma'al k'Rabbi Yehuda. The one who holds that you didn't do me'ila by eating the chametz holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chametz is aser after Pesach, regardless. So whether you hold that it's gonna, meaning whether you hold davar hagarim l'mamon kimamundami or not, after Pesach, it's still going to be Asur Behana. It's always Asur Behana. So it's valueless now and it's going to be valueless then. Uman Damar Ma'al, Rabbi Shimon. And the one who holds that you did do Me'ila holds like Rabbi Shimon. That right now it's valueless, but Davar HaGorim L'mamon K'mamundami, in which case we consider it as being valuable because of its future value. And it will have future value because we hold like Rabbi Shimon that it's going to become Mutter Behana after Pesach. Ma'aracha bar Yaakov Huda Amar, the Rabbi Yehuda Yalif Seor de Achilim Seor de Re'ia. Right, but wait one second. How is it possible that Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that this is really a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the machloket they're having in the Braita, the machloket of whether we follow Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yehuda would say even after Pesach it's going to be Aser Behana'a, in which case it's valueless now, it's going to be valueless then, in which case you couldn't have done Me'ila, because Me'ila requires being of something of value. If he holds by the limud that Rabbi Yehuda apparently made to equate chametz of hekdesh after Pesach to that it's mutter behana, like seeing chametz of hekdesh on Pesach itself. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz of anachri or chametz of hekdesh is mutter behana after Pesach, because of that limud of seor for by re'iyah and by achila. In which case, how is he now saying that Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's always going to be valueless because it's never going to be mutter behana? It's hekdesh, right? So it shouldn't always be valueless. It's going to be valuable. So if you believe Devar Agorim and Lomim Kamam and Dami, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should believe that you did Me'ila. Ela hadabe Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mahi. Rather, you can conclude from this that Rav Acha bar Yaakov went back on what he said in his explanation of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Okay. Now, while we're at it, we're just going to bring another explanation of the Braita. Rav Ashi Amar Rekuli Amar Ein Podin. Everyone agrees that you're not allowed to redeem consecrated items and to give them, to feed them to dogs. V'davar Hagorim Lamon Lav Kamam Adami. And furthermore, something that is going to cause a financial, have financial implications, is not considered like money. V'achav Pluk Dez Rabbi Yosei Aglili Rabbanan Kamim Flagi. But the machloket of our Braita is in accordance with the machloket between Rabbi Yosei Aglili and the Rabbanan. So the one who says that you did Me'ila holds like Rabbi Yossi, who believes that Chavetz, even on Pesach, is Mutter Behana, in which case it has value right now, because it's Mutter Behana. And the one who says, you know, you didn't do Me'ila, holds like the Rabbanan, who hold that, no, on Pesach, is absolutely, Hana is Aser, and therefore it's considered valueless. So it's not going to be Me'ila, because you didn't use of anything of value. Amar Rav, Chavetz Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Bishlo Bimino, Asir. Okay. If Chametz falls into a mixture of food, right, on Pesach, meaning on a time that it's Asir, whether it falls into the same type of food, Mino, or whether it falls into a different type of food, She'eno Mino, and we'll get into the implications of whether it falls into the same type of food or a different type of food, it's going to be Asir. Shelov is mano, however, if the chametz falls in at a time when it's not usher, and then Pesach starts, well, if it fell into something that's bimino, is the same type of food, then it's going to be usher even on Pesach. But if it falls into to she'eno mino, then it was batel right when it fell in, and then on Pesach, you're going to be allowed to eat it, right? Meaning, chametz is not batel on Pesach. However, if it falls before Pesach, you may be allowed to eat it on Pesach. And the difference is whether it fell into Mino or She'eno Mino, meaning a like food or an unlike food. B'maya skinan. Okay, well, what exactly are the specifics of this case? Ilema benotein tam. Because if you're talking about where it fell into a mixture and it imparts flavor within the mixture, the chametz that fell in gives flavor to the mixture. Shelo bizmano, shelo bimino, mutter. How is it possible that if it falls in to something that's not the same food as it, right, and before Pesach, that it's going to be mutter on Pesach? It imparted flavor. It should absolutely still be usher, even though it fell into a dish that was she'eno mino and before Pesach. It's usher on Pesach. It imparted flavor. Ela b'mashu. Rather, we're talking about it didn't impart flavor. It's not more than 1 in 60. It's just any minuscule amount. Any minuscule amount. Fall into 100, fall into 500, any amount is going to make it, that's what we're dealing with here. So if it doesn't impart flavor, but it's like 1 in 500, and it falls into She'eno Mino before Pesach, then it's Mutter Eden on Pesach. Chametz Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shelo Bimino, Aser. Okay, so now we're going to analyze these cases for a second. Right? Chametz at a time that it's Aser, whether we said that Chametz at a time that it's Aser, according to Rav, chametz at a time that it's aser falls into something whether it's bimin or she'eno bimino, it's always aser. Rav l'ta'ame, and Rav when he said this is consistent with his shita. the Rav and Shmuel Damrei Tarvayu, because Rav and Shmuel both said, Kol Yisurin Shebetorah, Bimino Bimashu, Shelo Bimino Benotin Tam. If it falls into a mixture of its exact same type, then it's Usser in any amount. Even, you know, one 500. Still Usser. Shelo Bimino Benotin Tam. But if it falls into something that is not Mino, then it's only Usser once it imparts flavor, which we assess to be about 1 in 68. But if it's Mino, it's much more Machmir. Right? The Ran explains why this is, and he says that essentially you need the Eno Mino to counteract the Tam. Right? So if you have one type of flavor fall into another type of flavor, the different flavor overwhelms the flavor. And so if it's like one thing's Usser, and then so much more is Mutter, and it's different, then the difference overwhelms the Isser and cancels it out. But if it's the same flavor, it complements it. It doesn't overwhelm it, right? So they hold that any amount is going to make it Usser if it's the same mean. But no ten tam, imparting flavor, makes it Usser if it's not the same mean, right? That's what Rav and Shmuel say together. Rav gazar chametz bismano shel b'mino, and then Rav holds by the following zera. That if you have a case of chametz bismano shelo b'mino, the chametz that falls in on Pesach into its mean, atu mino, right? We make a gzera against eating chametz that falls into eno mino at a time that it's aser, lest you come to eat chametz that falls into mino, into the same type of food on Pesach at a time that it's aser. Because that is certainly aser. So we just have a gzera that even if it falls into eno mino on Pesach, also going to be aser. Vishalo bizmano bimino aser Rabbi Yehuda. And furthermore, if it falls in not in a proper time, if it falls into its min, in the same type of food, it's going to be aser in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the iser persists after Pesach. So even though it's not on Pesach anymore, the iser hana persists afterward. Vishalo b'mino mutter. But if it falls into something that is not a similar food, that's going to be mutter, because that's going to be batel. Dishalo b'zmano vishalo b'mino atu mino. Right? Why? Because if it falls in not at the right time, and it falls into something that's not its mean, are we concerned that something that's so far off from a problem, again, what the real problem is, it falls in on Pesach into its mean, right? Here's a case where it falls into not its mean, not on Pesach, and what we say is, Kulei Hailo Gazrinan. We don't make a gzera about such a far-fetched concern, right? So if it falls in to its mean before Pesach, or falls into not its mean on Pesach, we're one step removed from the serious problem of it falling into its mean on Pesach, right? However, if it falls into not its mean, not on Pesach, we wouldn't make such a gzera. Okay, Shmuel argues with Rav and says as follows. Shmuel Amar, chametz bismano b'mino aser. Chametz that falls in on Pesach at the time that it's aser into its own mean, it's going to be aser. Shalom b'mino mutter. But if it falls into something that's not its mean, a different type of food, then it's going to be mutter. Shalom bismano, and what if it falls in not on Pesach, it's not a time that it's aser. Bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino mutter. Right? If it's not its man, then whether it falls into the same type of food or a different type of food, then it's going to be mutter. Chametz bismano b'mino aser. Okay, so we say that chametz bismano, if it falls in on its time, in its to the same type of food, it's going to be aser. Why? Shmuel atame. Well, Shmuel is just being consistent with his shita. Derav Shmuel damre tarvayu, kol isurin shebetorah, bimino asurin bimashu. That all isurin in the Torah that fall into a like food, they're oser, in with any amount, right? Any amount makes the whole mixture aser. Shelo bimino benotin tam. And if it falls into not its min, then only if it imparts flavor. Shelo bimino atu mina lo gazar. Right? And yet, we don't make a gzera about a case where it falls into eno mino, lest you come to do it if it falls into mino as well. We just don't make the gzera. Shalobis mano, and if it falls in not at the time that it's aser, bein b'mino bein shalobis mano mutarin, then whether it's mean or not it's mean, it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because we all like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that chametz is going to become mutter after Pesach, in which case we should give it the leniencies of... Sorry, Rabbi Shimon believes that after Pesach is going to become mutter, and therefore you should be able to eat it after Pesach. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, okay, another shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, chametz bismano, if chametz on Pesach falls into a mixture, ben mino, ben shelo mino, whether it falls into a like food or an unlike food, usr. Benot and tam. It's going to be usr once there's enough to impart flavor. Shelo b'zmano, it falls in not at the time that it's usr. Ben b'mino, ben shelo b'mino, mutter. Whether it falls into a similar food or not a similar food, it's going to be mutter. Right? Chametz b'zmano, ben b'mino, ben shelo b'mino, benot and tam. Now, he holds that chametz that falls in on Pesach, whether it's mean or not it's mean, is usher by imparting flavor, Rabbi Yochanan Tame, and he's consistent with his own shita. The Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Amrit Arvayu, because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will say, Kol Yisrael Reish B'Torah, Bin Minan Ben Shalom Minan, Binot and Tam, right? That all he's serving the Torah, there's no difference between whether it falls in Min or She'eno Mino. It's all going to be usher once it imparts flavor. Right? Roughly 160. Shelo Bizmano, but if it falls in, and if it falls in not on Pesach, Ben Bimino Ben Shelo Bimino, whether it falls into its, whether it falls into a same type of food or not, the same type of food, Mutarim. That's gonna be Mutar, Rabbi Shimon, right? And according to the Rabbi Shimon Shita, who believes that Chametz, after Pesach, is going to be Mutar. We'll stop here.